Before discussing the question in particular, it might be a good idea to get a sense of the religious landscape in 19th century Britain. And by Britain, I'm referring to England, Scotland, Wales, as well as Ireland, both north and south. So if we were to look at Britain in and around 1800, what would we notice about the religious landscape? Well, I think we would notice, for number one, that it was overwhelmingly Christian. There were very few, if any, members of non-Christian faiths living in Britain or Ireland at the time. And certainly there were no active congregations. You would have had isolated individuals, perhaps, but nothing of any significance. Secondly, we would have noticed that the country was overwhelmingly Protestant. Most people would have been members of Protestant denominations. Ireland is an obvious exception, where there, Protestants were in a minority, around 25% to 30% or so, and the rest of the population there would have been Catholic. I think the third thing that we would have noticed about the religious landscape of Britain in and around 1800 was that the populations of all of these countries were overwhelmingly members of the established churches. Now, in the 19th century, at the start of the 19th century, there was a national church in England, Ireland, Scotland, and in Wales that was supported by the state. It was expected to be the church of the nation. Everyone was expected to attend, and if you didn't, there would be penalties. The church was given special powers by the state to represent it, and for a while, the church was expected to care for the moral upbringing of the entire country. It had a duty of care to the entire population. Now, in England, Ireland, and in Wales, these established churches were Episcopal in their organization. In essence, they were Anglican. In Scotland, the Church of Scotland was Presbyterian in its organization. Episcopal government was based around a parish unit with a clergyman, whereas in Scotland, the Presbyterian government was really based much more around the congregation itself and those members. The ideal, however, that everyone would be a member of the state church had never really been realized, though. There were always those who had rejected the state system and had chosen to worship elsewhere. These individuals were called dissenters, and later on, they were given the name nonconformists. Now, because of their refusal to attend the established churches, they were subject to a variety of penalties and punishments and disadvantages. For example, in the 18th century, nonconformists didn't have the right to vote. They couldn't take up civic office, like being a magistrate or a justice of the peace. They had restricted marriage and burial rights. So if they wanted to be buried in the local church graveyard, the service would have to be conducted as an Anglican service. And for many dissenters, this was deeply offensive.